Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinich.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. For those of you watching on video, you might notice my hair's a little bit bigger than usual. And I'm specifically going to do a call out for this. Aaron, that one's for you, because you always mention your hair, but I could never actually see your hair. So that one, Aaron, that one's for you. So my hair's big right now. And tonight, we're going to be talking about more things for men. And I just decided last week that I was going to do, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I decided I was going to start doing a little series for men, because a lot of my shows are more personal about my own experiences and what I've gone through and blah, blah, blah. And I realized that maybe in my drive to have women's pleasure more recognized, I may have neglected speaking about the things that men could benefit from. So tonight, this is for you boys, because I have a lot of listeners out there that are men, and I'm very grateful for every single one of them. They're actually super avid listeners, and some of the most interactive listeners as well. So I'd have to say, like, the majority of emails I get are from men. So guys, I don't know why I haven't done a show for you specifically in so long, but I'm going to do at least five for you. So this is number two of five. And tonight, we are actually going to be talking about something that I feel is something that men do and they don't even realize they're doing it. And then resentments and things kick in and they don't even maybe know how to communicate what's going on. And that is how men block their own pleasure. And I know that a lot of people probably think men don't block their own pleasure. They're the ones that are just like chronic masturbators and they're doing this and they're doing that. And they're, you know, their wives are like, oh, I'm so tired of my husband, blah, blah, blah. That I don't even know where those things came from. So we're going to talk about how men block their own pleasure and maybe why and what can be changed. And the reason why I talk about these things on the Pleasure Zone is because I love talking about how we can invite more pleasure into our lives. Pleasure, for me, is like the opposite of trauma. If we are stuck in trauma, we can't really unlock our pleasure. And, you know, when you're in like a constant state of stress and trauma, your body can't actually heal or receive or enjoy or be present fully. And so part of why I love talking about pleasure so much is because for me, it's like the target in life. And that's how, when you can receive pleasure, you know that you are like on the steps, you got all the steps towards healing. You're like on track for that. So to me, the more pleasure you're able to receive, special, you know, when we're talking about pleasure, I mean this in a consensual way. So if you can receive consensual pleasure, then you are so on the track to healing and, you know, more awareness and all the good stuff, right? Growth and all of it. And I do think that many men actually crave more pleasure and they just don't know how to ask for it. And they probably don't even realize, and guys, tell me if this is true or not, but do you even know that you're the one stopping yourselves from having more pleasure? Like, I know you feel probably that the world is on your shoulders already as it is. You know, if you're in a family and you feel like you have obligations to be like the breadwinner, traditional roles like that, or if you have other burdens. If you've been carrying a lot of burdens, getting sore shoulders due to carrying all those burdens. Just did a workshop on neck and shoulder release, and lots of things can affect your body, like burdens and having, sore bodies because of the burdens. And if you don't realize that you're actually the ones who could take the initiative to release those burdens and have more pleasure, then let's start there, because that's key, that it actually starts with you. You are the one standing in your own way of having more pleasure. And it's not about forcing this on somebody. I'm still talking consensual. So it's not that you guys are doing something wrong, but I think that it's that you've never really been shown how to receive, because the masculine energy is give, give, give. So learning how to receive, learning how to surrender, learning some of those more what might be termed feminine qualities. But we're everything. So the more you're willing to embrace both your divine masculine and your divine feminine, is the more you're going to actually have pleasure. And probably you're going to be more willing to have those conversations and open the lines of communication to tell your partner what you truly desire. And the shame and the blame and the guilt starts to dissipate. So, for some of you, are you actually blocking your own pleasure because you feel guilty about having pleasure? Have you heard that, women rarely have orgasms? So you're like, well, and you're, a guy who cares about your partner. So maybe you're feeling bad about actually asking for pleasure when you don't feel like your partner is maybe getting any. What if it's okay to show your partner what pleases you? And what if it's okay to ask them what they like? And if your partner doesn't know what they like, what if it's okay to explore and figure it out? I have so many episodes here on the Pleasure Zone that you can refer to that give you so many tips and tools on how to open the lines of communication. And one of my favorite ways to open the lines of communication is my easy yes, no, maybes list on my website, militsayelenich.com. It's always exciting to me when I see a little thing in my emails that say, somebody has downloaded your yes, no's, maybes list. I love it. Go download it. It's free, 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 free. And if you dare to download it and would like to have follow-up after, connect with me. So we have been ignoring our own needs, men and women, but particularly, I feel like men have thought that they can only ask for so much. Or that they can only receive so much, or that they feel guilty. If you're feeling guilty, you've got to ask yourself, what is it that's making me feel guilty? So sit with that thought, like, what is it that I feel guilty about? Do I feel guilty because maybe I don't feel like I give my partner as much pleasure as my partner gives me? Do I feel guilty because my partner has asked me to do so many things around the house and I didn't, and now I want sex? So let's use that one, because I hear that one a lot, is the complaint of, why should I even have sex with him when he doesn't do anything I ask? That's where sex becomes a chore. Sex is not meant to be a chore. But if sex has become a chore, we need to reframe it. And if sex has become a chore and the chores are not being done, then you need to look at, guys, just like, look at what have you actually been being told? Have you heard things like, can you take out the garbage? Can you do this? Can you do that? If you've been reminded more than three times about something that needs to be done, you're actually dating your parent who's now giving you some kind of chores to do where you could just look at it and get it done, knowing that everybody needs to take up the reins and take responsibility in a household. So if you're feeling guilty, find out what that guilt is about. Are you not delivering what somebody is asking for? And if you're not delivering it, are you willing to? And if you're willing to deliver it, when are you willing to start that? Because the chances are, if you start to deliver whatever it is that you've been feeling guilty about, maybe you're feeling legit guilty, maybe you, I don't know, maybe you cheated on your partner or something, and so you're feeling guilty about that too. So you've got some options. You either can let that go or you can tell your partner. Either way, that guilt is probably creating a big mess. So what are you going to do with the guilt? The guilt is there to talk to you, and the shame is there to tell you something. And all of those feelings, those suppressed emotions, are actually stopping your body from having this like natural flow of energy. So stopping emotions and not knowing what the root cause of the emotion is a massive contribution to why you might not be getting the pleasure you desire. You're cock blocking yourselves. You really are. And if you want to know how to stop cock blocking yourselves, there are some things to look at. And, whether you're looking at how you've been taught to behave in a relationship, there's like a thing that I hear a lot. I can only refer to this as towards Balkan men because, I'm like born into with I have a Balkan father from Serbia. And so culturally, I hear like a lot of interesting things. And one of the things that I often hear or heard about back when I would like date more Balkan men, is that there's like a thing of feeling guilty about having like playful, raunchy sex with your wife. Like you're supposed to have gotten all of that out with your girlfriends or the women you don't marry, but the woman you marry is supposed to have this kind of missionary, boring sex, very respectful sex, not very sexy sex. So if you've been conditioned to believe that if you respect and love a woman, then you don't get raunchy on her and you don't like come on her boobs or something, because that's just what you do with whores and practice women or something. That's a good time to reframe, right? And yes, your partner might not be interested in that, but if you're afraid of things that your partner is asking for and consenting to because you think it's like morally deficit in some way, because you've been taught you only do that with your play people and not your forever people, it's a little bit messy. And a little bit messed up. So the truth is, if you're with a partner that you really enjoy and they feel like you're, call them your forever person. If they feel like that for you and you are not able to fully express yourself sexually with them, there's going to be massive repression going on, sexual repression. It's going to lead to frustration and anger, and it's going to lead to all kinds of conflicts. So instead, have those conversations and open up the conversations to find out what is the guilt about, what is the shame about, what is, the fears, what is the blame, what's going on there? You need to open the doors to conversation because communication is going to be the key to unblock whatever it is that's blocking your pleasure. So failed to tell you guys why I love talking about this stuff. I'm actually a sex and intimacy coach and holistic health practitioner, and I love working with people on helping them get out of trauma and into pleasure. And I do that through my practice that I have. I work with people online as well as in person, and I also do classes and retreats and all kinds of fun things. So we're going to head to our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about how men block their pleasure and how to change that. So you're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we are talking about how men block their own pleasure. Guys, why are you doing it? Anyhow, we're doing that and we're here on the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. If you are listening direct through the platform where the Pleasure Zone is produced and distributed, and if you are listening elsewhere, remember to go download our app, our ICN app, and you can listen direct through that as well. You can also listen through all kinds of places. If you could, though, what I'd love for you to do is go over to Apple Podcasts and go give me a 5-star review. Oh, yeah, I would love that. And if you can even like reference this show and be like, hey, listen to the show on how men block their pleasure. Loved it. You rock, girlfriend. I'm just giving you ideas because sometimes I go to write reviews and I'm like, I'm not sure I loved it. What else do I say? Yeah, just, you know, go forth and conquer. I super appreciate all of that. And I know it's not asking you for cash, people, just asking for some, you know, stuff to help the algorithms by. So if you can go like, love, share this show in any way, shape, and form, it's on so many platforms. Share it with your friends. Merry Christmas. Here's a show on how men block their pleasure. Woohoo. Go share it. It's free, right? And that would be such a gift for me. I would so totally appreciate that. Yay. Thanks, guys. All right. Moving right along. We are talking about today, again, how men block their pleasure. And we talked a little bit about like the blame and the shame and the guilt and like all those feelings that come up around some of the reasons why that might happen, some of the conditioning that goes on in terms of like upbringing. It can also be like religious conditioning or even just cultural conditioning. But one of the things in general, like if we look outside of religion, we look outside of culture and we just look generally at the world. A lot of what men have been, I guess, taught, maybe ingrained, maybe it's in the air, maybe it's part of DNA. I don't know for sure, but what I do know is that most men have been told that they need to get things right. It's almost like they're hardwired. Men are like, guys, I feel like you're hardwired that if you don't get it right, the world's going to explode. And in the meantime, it's like the stress of that is creating so much pressure that you might find that things are falling apart in your life because nobody can get it right all the time. What's more valuable is that if, something is falling apart, to admit it before it completely falls apart so that you can, navigate those pieces as they're falling and start to bring them back together, right? So it's like taking the broken pieces and making something beautiful about it with it. I can't remember the name of that. It's like a pottery style. It's like a Japanese pottery style where you get the broken, something that's usually made of clay, and then it's like welded together with metal, and it's so beautiful. Anyway, there's a name for that style of art. And so get it while those things are falling apart. Find a way to mend, and there's going to be something beautiful that comes from that instead of getting it right. Like, you don't have to get it right. It's all an exploration. And today's right isn't necessarily going to work tomorrow. Just because you stroke my clit one day one way, it doesn't mean that I want my clit stroked the same way the next day. I might want my butt rubbed, or I might want something completely different. It's, every day is an exploration. And maybe that's not true for everybody, but what is true for everybody is that you can absolutely ask and communicate, what would you like? Show me what you'd like. Tell me what you'd like. Teach me what you'd like. How fun is that? Teach me what you'd like. It's like show and tell. How fun is that? So, if guys, if you have the constant drive to get things right, what do you think is going to happen? You are going to start to have this thing where it's like your productivity becomes more important than your presence. It's like, what can I show you and prove to you that I'm valuable? It's like performance, right? Performance or productivity versus presence. And if you feel like you have to constantly perform or that you have to constantly be productive, then you might not remember to be present because you're on the go, go, go. And productivity puts you into a bit of a fight or flight. So can feeling like you have pressure to perform. Like, performance pressure is very much a fight or flight response as well. Do this now. You have to do this in the right way, the certain way, blah, blah, blah. Again, it's all about experimentation and having exploration. If your partner isn't like there ready to be, if they can't be present, I know it might feel like effort on your part, but even practicing presence just by breathing into your belly, like deep breathe into your belly, in for five, out for five. Get present in your body, and the more present you are with your partner, the more they're going to become present with you. And that there is like such a delightful sexiness in presence, and it actually becomes effortless. You existing will become what the sexiest thing on the planet is. So that effort, that performance pressure, that all of that is stuff that you've created in your mind. If you have somebody telling you that you're not good enough and that you're not performing well enough, or you're not doing this good enough, or you're not, they might be bored of you. For one, if they've already told you 100 times what they want and what they would like, and you haven't listened, then that may be over. But what also might be going on is that there might just be a lot of miscommunication going on, and now is the time to start hearing, listening, and starting to do things in a different way. So if you have a partner who's like, oh, you only last like 3.5 seconds in bed. then maybe like you're overly excited. Maybe you need to do something else first. You know, maybe you need a hand job before you have sex, and maybe you need to also play with your partner more, so that they feel aroused in different ways. And like, again, that's where communication comes in. So I know that there are, I've heard guys talk. Somehow I've ended up in like a lot of guy conversations. I'm like one of the dudes a lot of the time. And I've heard men talk about things like how long they can last and, you know, how many orgasms they can give a woman. And sometimes I'm just like, oh, you're so full of crap. And like, that didn't happen. Like, I have a pretty good gauge at being able to, I have like sex radar, and I have a pretty good gauge on what people and their skill levels at. And that's like a weird, it's like a weird thing I can do. But there are just some people where you're like, you really don't even realize how, no, you're not, you don't have that skill level. You're incorrect. Whoever's been doing whatever has been faking it, and you haven't figured that out. So yeah, you can, I don't know what it is, I don't know how else to put it, but I do feel like I have a sex radar, a sexiness level radar, or like an orgasmic level radar. Or some people can like tell other things, like, oh, they can just like sense that maybe you'd be really good at painting a house or something. And they're just like, you know what? I think that person would be really good at painting a house. I have that sense. How else to explain it? It's the sixth sense for sex. Let's say that fast three times with your tongue out, lapping things. All right. So, guys, for those of you who feel like you've been socially conditioned to have to give more, give and give and give, and like last as long as you can, be the pleaser, not the receiver, you might feel frustrated. I would think that would be rather frustrating, exhausting, tiring, all of those things. And you might start to feel like you haven't been seen, heard, or respected. So what can we do to change that? And that would be my question, that if you were my lover, I would ask you, what can we do to change that? I'm sorry that you felt that you've had to give and please, and that you haven't felt seen or heard, and that you don't feel adequate. You somehow you feel inadequate. What can we do to change that? Is there anything I can show you that could make things easier for you? And a lot of times, most partnerships, most partners really truly desire to gift the other partner pleasure. And in doing that, most of the time, they're willing to learn, and they're willing to go, oh, okay, so that's what you like. Show me. And yes, it might sound weird. And you know what? You could be with somebody for, you know, months or years, and their body changes. So check in every once in a while. Show me what you like now. Show me where you'd like me to touch you now. Show me how you'd like me to touch you. Can I show you the touch that I would like? And then you can do that to me. That kind of thing. I know these conversations are probably new because a lot of sex has been so assumed, right? Like, people get naked and then they assume a position and then things happen. And that is how a lot of sex goes. There isn't a lot of conversation or communication about, you know, what you desire, what you enjoy, how, what you'd like to do. Maybe you'd truly like to last longer, and maybe you'd actually truly like to have more foreplay, but you ran out of ideas. So you can say, I'd love to have more foreplay. Can you show me what you like? And maybe we could watch something and learn something new. Maybe we can try those the touch blueprint. Maybe we can explore our senses. Maybe we can try the wheel of consent. There's so many methods out there, guys. Like, there's so many fun things to do. Maybe we can try something a little kinky. Let's just have sex with, I don't know, blindfolds on tonight and see what happens. Let's have sex with our hands tied, both of us, and see what happens. That one's tricky, but not impossible. So, if you feel like you have been conditioned to be the pleaser and you really would like to learn to receive, now is a great time to start. We're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network or on many other platforms, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic. Tonight, we're talking about how men block pleasure and some ideas on how to change that. In the last segment, we were talking about how men are socially conditioned to focus on giving, lasting, pleasing, and not so much on receiving. And one of the things that happens is that when you are trying to prove something, you're usually in that fight or flight mode and your body can't feel deeply. It's just on drive. So in order to feel deeply, you actually have to get calmer. You have to breathe and connect. And moving out of performance. So as you start to move out of performance, it's like performance is kind of like going up a hill and all the energy it takes to get up a hill. And then pleasure is where you just get to take that free ride going down and just hold on for your horses. But the thing is, you don't have to have such a high performance. You don't have to put in all that effort to go so high. Just know that you can like even go up a little and then, you know, even if you were like when you were a kid and you were maybe like riding your bike, or maybe you still ride bikes, like I still ride my bike like I'm a kid, and you're going up like even a little dip. And then when you can go down a hill, even if it's little, like a grade on a road, and I'll just ride the grade for as long as I can, sometimes with my feet off the bike, just like freewheeling it, like woohoo, because I don't ride for athletics, I ride for fun. I haven't done that in a while, but just thinking about it, it's so fun. And then like just letting the bike take you where you're going to go. That's when you're like relaxing and actually receiving pleasure, is you're letting everything just move you forward. So it's not like the efforting that has to go on. I don't know why that image came to mind, but sharing it with you guys, you're welcome. So the Cleveland Clinic did a lot of studies, and one of the studies they did showed that 70% of men actually experience performance anxiety at some point in their sexual lives. So that study was done in 2022, if you want to go look that up. And what performance anxiety does, just like any anxiety, is it activates that sympathetic nervous system going into fight or flight. And then what happens is you tighten your pelvis. So you tighten your pelvis like instinctively so you don't poop your pants. And some other reasons too, but you will tighten your pelvis. It's like a hold on tight. Everything's going to be all right. And it gets you into, I don't know if you realize that is like when you are in like fight or flight mode, you will probably tense your bum and your pelvis. And which when everything is tight like that and performance anxiety tightens everything, it actually limits the sensitivity and it will limit how much orgasmic potential you have. So I'm giving you specifics on that to give you all the more reason to allow your body to breathe, relax, relax into pleasure, receive pleasure. Don't have to perform to have pleasure. I know this is like a very foreign concept, and some people are probably like, yeah, yeah, whatever. How do you even? So there's methods, guys. So one of the methods is like during the actual act of, say, let's go with Big Bang Theory language, coitus. During the act of coitus, if you just pause, like slow down and pause for 20 seconds. So there's a lot of authors on different things to do with slowing down sex, but there is one actually called Slow Sex by Nicole Dadone. I believe I got that right. Just like top of my head. So though all of that pausing can help you come back into your body, relax the pelvis, breathe into your lower belly. Breath work is amazing. Learning how to breathe is fantastic. And then just notice your sensations, but don't try to change them. It's like, oh, like allow that pleasure to be there, but relax your body, relax your lower belly, and then keep on going. Your body will eventually rewire from the doing, the performance part, to the feeling. So take those pauses to actually be in connection with your body. And those pauses, I'm going to tell you now, those 20 seconds, they add up over time, and they will be game changers for your pleasure. And you will call me one day and you will thank me for that wisdom. Or you will like go read books and go, oh my gosh, she isn't on crack. Or you might call me, you know, go on my website and then you're going to like book a time with me because you're like, hey, she's a genius. I really want to talk to that woman who talked about taking the 20 second pause to slow down, to breathe into your belly, to relax your body, but still have that feeling of pleasure. So you get out of doing and into feeling. And the sensory experience kicks in more. Then as you can experience more senses, like your whole body lights up. So if there are women listening to this, that method can apply to you too. So you don't just have to have a penis to do this. That method is very applicable all the way through. Try it first while you're masturbating too, if you feel shy about trying it with a partner, thinking that the pause might confuse them, or you might be pausing and they're like still thrusting away thinking maybe you're tired. Do this with yourself first as a practice, because guess what? You can. So most of you can, unless maybe you don't have hands or something, but then you might have other toys or other methods, right? So yeah. Anyhow. There, I don't want to be ableist about that, but there are lots of ways to masturbate even if you don't have hands. Lots of toys out there these days. All right. Holy smokes. I don't even know where time's going, but how did I almost end up at the second break? I'm not though. I'm not at the second break, but I'm like, holy cows, I swear I just started and you see how sometimes you just start and you like relax into it and then all of a sudden, 40 minutes goes by and you're like, what's happening? You're just riding that bike down that grade with your hands and your arms in the air and just going for the ride. And the pleasure that can come out of that and the ease that can come out of that as well. So remember, deep breaths, enjoy, relax your pelvis, my friends. It's okay. Take a poo beforehand, just in case you're worried about pooping. Take a pee in case you're worried about peeing. Or just let it go because your partner doesn't care. It's all good. Whatever works for you. So we want to get you getting into that body, connect into your body, getting into the feeling. Because one of the things that often happens is a disconnection to the body, like living in your head. And I know I've told this story before, guys, but some of you are brand new here. One of the things is I had a boyfriend years ago and he tried so hard. He was so into the performance instead of the presence. And bless him, he was new to the whole experience too. So I was young. I was pretty new to it as well, but I could tell there was something going on. And I was like, what? You're thinking a lot. You know, when you can feel somebody's thinking, who's intensely thinking? And you could practically hear him counting. He had like read a method in a book. So he was like, one, two, three, four, five. And then six was a thrust or five, six thrust. Anyways, or you could hear like this counting and then there'd be a thrust and then this repeated sequence. There was no asking like, do you like this sequence? Like, do you enjoy this rhythm? It was just assumed because probably Hustler or Playboy said this is the rhythm to do. Everybody's got a different rhythm. So particularly ask the person you're with what rhythm they like. And also, if you're not sure, follow their lead and see if what they like works for you too, because sometimes it can be a new rhythm, but you enjoy it too. So get out of your head, guys, because you know what? Some of us can hear you, some of us can. And it's like, whoa, you're really in your head. Come back into your body, breathe into your belly, breathe right into your penis, right into the tip of your penis. Ready? Breathe in and breathe out. So you're breathing in. Let's just make this really fun. Breathe in through your anal sphincter. In through your nose. Breathe out through the tip of your penis. All right. That's my new breathing method for you guys. I hope you like absolutely enjoy that. Then breathe it back in. For five, through your anal sphincter and out through your tip of your penis. Excellent. That was so visual for me. I hope it was for you guys because that was fun. All right. Very visual. It's still in my head. Hope you guys are still doing it. Breathing it in, breathing it out, relaxing into your pelvis, letting the energy move up to your head and down through your body and all the way out. You're connecting your body. You're getting grounded. You're actually going to have the sensation through your whole body as you connect with that. That's just a fun one. I mean, you can breathe in other directions too. You can circulate it and not have it breathe out. You can circulate it right through your body up to the roof of your mouth. Circulate it down to your Dan Chen, which is like a few fingers below your belly button, and then circulate back up. But you can breathe all the way down to your root or where your perineum is. Breathe right into there, and then breathe down. Right into your perineum. If you're not sure where your perineum it's like that spot, sometimes referred to as the taint. Taint the balls, taint the anus. Taint is that middle spot. And on vulva owners, it's between your anus and your vaginal opening. So your taint, you got one too. All right. One of the things you've probably been taught is that if you get into your brain you'll be rewarded because logic is very important. But when it comes to things body oriented, embodiment is important. So logic is valuable. If you're in a job that requires logic and say you're an accountant, absolutely get into your logic. When you are having sex with somebody, get into your body. So if you're not sure how and you've not experienced that a lot in your life, now's the time to start. Breathing techniques help. Visualization can help if you're into visualization, doing sound work, doing mantras, anything. Just get into your body. Movement can help get into your body. Do some figure eights with your hips. Get into your hip action. Get connected to that pelvis of yours. Even if you're sitting, if you have mobility issues, but you can rotate your hips, rotate back and forth and visualize that you've got number eights going on in your hips. All right, so sexy. Keep doing it. So one of the other issues, oh, no, I should head to break. I'm going to head to break and then we're going to talk about some other points about what might be contributing to you guys blocking your pleasure. So you are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the Pleasure Zone, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about how men block pleasure. Guys, I know you don't mean to, but you do it, right? You might be doing it because you're in fight or flight. You might be doing it because you are doing more than anything, you're doing performance rather than presence. And likely because of that, you know, you've been trained to be logical, be the one who's thinking, and more often than not, disconnected from your body. So we want to get reconnected to bodies. We want to get reconnected to our own bodies, right? So certain things like chronic stress, porn habits, and dulling your sensitivity to actual human beings, like porn habits can become really bad addictions. Chronic stress can affect your body, your blood pressure, and that can affect how your erections are. Heart health can affect your erections as well. And being disconnected to your body can have you be so dulled to your senses that you could probably be to a point where you're like jacking off and maybe like even not even feeling much, right? So you could be super dull. So the nervous system, if it feels like overwhelmed or overburdened, will just become like numb and freeze. And it can become numb to pain, but it can also become numb to pleasure. So you just stop feeling in general. If you want to know more about that, there's a great book called The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk, and one of the top amazing books on trauma I've ever come across. I absolutely love it. And also Healing the Tiger, Walking the Tiger, I can't remember. It's an older book from the 90s. It involves a tiger. It's a really good one too, about movement and releasing trauma through movement. So, okay, I've got a few minutes left and I want to try and get as much in as possible. So the other part to consider is the emotional suppression and shame, which I touched a little bit on in the first episode around a first segment around guilt and shame, because most of the time, boys are not taught to be expressive of their emotions. And then what happens is, although it is changing, I do see young boys now who are super emotionally aware, and it is adorable and amazing that they can actually say how they feel and represent themselves emotionally instead of just being angry and acting out. I applaud the parents who do that. I would name some right here, but I don't know if they want me to. So I know some who are raising amazing boys. And what that's what we want. We want those boys to grow up to become adult men who can express themselves rather than repress themselves, who can show arousal and be able to ask for what arouses themselves and to ask for what arouses their partners. We would love to have more men who can be vulnerable. And even if you're an adult, you can raise yourself to do this. It's not too late. You are alive still, so you still have the chance to have that. It does take some healing, it does take some work, and you can always connect with me. Happy to help you work through that. It's one of the things I offer through sex and intimacy coaching. And one of the things too that can come up is a lot of shame, shame around your feelings in general, especially if there's been hurt or fear or anything like that. And then, not allowing yourself to even deeply feel, to be able to cry when you feel hurt. Emotional numbing equals physical numbing. It's a somatic correlation. It's just what happens. And men are generally more likely to not seek emotional support than women. So the American Psychological Association in 2021 actually stated that men are three times less likely to seek emotional support than women. Guys, there's no shame in it. It will help you tremendously to actually seek assistance and be able to ask for what you desire, know what you desire, move through the shame, and stop cock blocking yourselves. Am I allowed to say that word? Because it just means chicken, right? So, anyways, hope I can say it. Oh man, I only have a few seconds left, literally 3 minutes. I think one of the other issues is that we've had a very narrow definition of pleasure and what equals pleasure and orgasm for men. And it hasn't really been explored as a broad spectrum, although I try to bring more information to that all the time, talking about things like NEMO, like non-ejaculatory multiple orgasmic men, and talking about, different things like working with the energetics of orgasms. And just like looking at pleasure in a different way, right? So if we can broaden our definition of pleasure, I think it would also really help in being able to ask for different things, and more kink might get involved. Definitely consent will need to be involved. So a lot of times we've tied a man's worth to how great his erection is and how long he can last and can he climax and all of those things. And that basically, there is something instinctual about that because it perpetuates humanity, but it has nothing to do with pleasure. It has to do with perpetuating humanity. So if you just get that probably everything you've ever been taught about sex was more from a biological stance on how do we make sure humanity survives rather than how do we really enjoy this experience? And maybe we'll create, procreate anyway. Fantastic. But it's not the only point of having pleasure. Not the only point of having sex at all. And not all pleasure has to be derived from intercourse, right? So redefining what is pleasure for you, broadening that, all those terms and all those ideas, so that you don't feel so boxed in and so judged, or judging yourself on like, Do I perform well enough? Oh, you have feelings, but you don't want to show them. Now that's repressed. Now that translates over to your body and your ability to express your pleasure. Guys, remember to ask for assistance and go on my website and book time with me. Mention this show.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.